So you've been checking out all the latest and greatest AI tools at SIGGRAPH, and there's one that really caught your eye.
Notebook LM. Yeah, it's definitely got everyone buzzing.
Definitely seems like a game changer.
Totally. Imagine feeding it, let's say, all those research papers from SIGGRAPH on those crazy new VFX techniques.
So instead of like us spending weeks going through all those papers ourselves.
Exactly. You could have Notebook LM analyze all those different approaches, really pull out those key breakthroughs, and honestly, before you even finish your morning coffee.
That's wild. It's like having a super-powered research assistant who can just, like, I don't know, cut through all that dense information at warp speed.
And it's not just summarizing. It can actually connect the dots, highlight those nuances, even present different perspectives. Like you're listening in on a conversation between, actual experts.
Okay, now that's what I think is really blowing my mind. It can actually present this information like you're listening to two people having a conversation.
Precisely. It takes those crazy complex research papers, right, and distills them down into this really digestible dialogue. And get this, complete with these incredibly natural sounding AI voices. In fact, I hear they're working on letting us personalize these AI discussions using clones of our own voices.
Whoa, that's next level. Okay, so listening to a deep dive in my own voice during my commute. But for now, let's break down how this thing actually works. Like, how does Notebook LM do its magic?
At its core, it's combining two really powerful AI concepts, retrieval augmented generation, or RA for short, and large language models, LLMs.
Okay, LLMs, that sounds familiar. Are those the same kind of technology behind those AI chatbots everyone and their grandma is talking about these days?
Bingo. Think of LLMs like the engine behind those chatbots. They're really good at generating human-like text. Now, our RAG, that's like giving that engine a specialized library card.
A library card. Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
Basically, it lets the AI tap into and process information from specific sources. So in this case, those super dense research papers we were talking about, so it's not just relying on general knowledge, it's got that direct line to very specific and relevant info.
So, like giving the AI a crash course in advanced VFX before it starts spitting out its analysis.
You got it. That's how we make sure Notebook LM's responses are not only relevant to the topic at hand, but also factually accurate, which, let's be honest, is something those general LLMs sometimes struggle with.
I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing how this tech can break down such complicated research.
Yeah.
But you're our resident VFX guru, so like, where does this all fit into that world? What are you thinking?
That's what has me so fired up. Like, yeah, having AI summarize a research paper is cool and all, but using it to create something totally new and visually stunning, well,
Now we're talking.
exactly. That's a game changer for VFX.
For sure. But could Notebook LM actually be used to make visual effects? Or is it more of a research tool at this point?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? And the excerpt we looked at, it makes this really interesting comparison to some other big AI tools that have come out recently. You've got stuff like Runway, which lets you mess around with videos using AI, and then there's SRAW, which can actually generate entire videos from scratch. And these tools, they caused a huge splash when they first debuted, kind of like Notebook LM is doing now.
Yeah, it felt like we were on the verge of this whole new era of visual storytelling.
Totally. But as cool as these tools are from a tech standpoint, they haven't quite lived up to all the initial hype, Kind of reminds me of self-driving cars a few years back. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We were promised the world. I guess we're still waiting for that revolution to fully kick in.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of something new, right?
For sure.
But we often forget about all the practical challenges that come with actually integrating a new tech.
It reminds me of this one time, actually. It happens, right? We get so hyped for the future that we forget that sometimes it takes a minute to really, get there.
Totally. It's like having the most amazing paintbrush in the world, but no idea how to actually paint. You know what I mean? And that's where I think VFX artists come in. They can bridge that gap between a cool tech demo and something that's actually like a really engaging experience for the viewer.
I see what you're saying. So it's not about AI just like spitting out cool visuals, but about artists using these new AI tools to craft these really compelling experiences.
You're
It's like AI
exactly.
becomes just another tool for them to use.
Right. And VFX artists are already masters at kind of blending that technical wizardry with artistic
Oh,
vision.
for sure.
They understand things like composition, pacing, emotional impact, all those elements that are so essential to telling a really captivating story visually.
So we're not talking about replacing VFX artists. We're
Right.
talking about like this real cool fusion of human creativity and these crazy new AI capabilities.
Absolutely. And the excerpt even mentions that instead of being scared of AI taking our jobs, we should be looking at how this tech can actually create jobs in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
Right. It's not a replacement, it's an evolution. So,
Exactly.
like, what? A whole new wave of visual AI
You
jobs?
mentioned that.
That's wild. Like a whole new industry built around this fusion of AI and visual storytelling.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what's so exciting about all this. It's not just about the technology itself, it's about that human element,
Totally.
the creativity, that drive to push boundaries and tell stories that really connect with people.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI and VFX, I want to leave our listeners with this. If you had access to Notebook LM with all its power to analyze information and create new content, what kind of visual AI experiences would you bring to life? Think about it. The possibilities are literally endless.